Okay.
Okay, let's bring the airport committee meeting together for Tuesday, the 23rd at 11 a.m. A separate one from what we missed one before that, I guess. So this is taking place of that meeting for this month. First on the agenda is the roll call to order, and I'll start off with Jeff Bertolite. Go down the line.
Doug Lystra.
You might have to push your mic.
Doug Lystra.
Dan McRae.
Ralph Busby.
And Lance Vanderbeck.
And I see no one in the audience right now. Okay, thank you. Let me turn my page. And the next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from... I didn't see the minutes. Are they in here?
No, administration staff is still putting those minutes together.
So we'll have to table that until it comes up again.
Until they can start sending me completed minutes to start bringing to the group.
Okay, that'd be great. I think we've done that before where we've missed minutes. And
I think we're missing quite a few months on minutes.
Right, yeah. Even if they were short minutes, it would be they don't have to be hour meetings. There's at least...
Well, we did try to do action minutes at one meeting, and administration came down before the meeting and pulled all those minutes. So,
really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not in
the
charge.
The administration.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said... You say the administration.
Oh, the administration office. Right now, it's Liz has been asked by or directed by Spencer to help get all the minutes put together under what the city is considering the standard format.
Oh, so she's the minutes person now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for the minutes from other meetings also to look at it. It's a shame not to have those because... We have items that we refer to back and find out if these items have been accomplished because it gives a little key to our memories that were motions made and perhaps not followed through on. So the next item would be the discussion items, and then under that 4A is the FAA bill for $875,000 of potential funding.
We'll just make a note that Susan Reese Painter has joined us.
Yeah, Susan Painter just arrived. So we're just here on the action items. So. Okay, Lance, go ahead and I guess give us a little background on that.
Sure. So for item 4A, the FAA BIL funding for $875,000. A little background on that is construction with... consulting with Precision Approach Engineering regarding the construction of a 200-foot by 40-foot T-hanger building could be feasible using FAA bill funding. PAE provided the following cost estimates for the project. The T-hanger, including the aircraft and pedestrian doors, would be $30 to $35 a square foot. This is typical for an R&M steel-type hanger. Using the 200 by 40-foot building size in the pic that I sent to PAE, which is the area over there on the south end where we want T-hangers to be established next to the current T-hanger buildings. Site development and excavation and drainage improvements, etc., roughly are coming in at $180,000. The slab foundation, they're estimating, could be potentially $12 to $14 per square foot. Range for that is anywhere from 96,000 to 112,000, depending on what the square footage is going to cost per square foot will wind up being. The assembly of the hangar is $15 to $18 per square foot. So the range for that to assemble the hangar is anywhere from 120 to 144,000. Electrical improvements, depending on the user's preferences, could be up to $100,000 for the facility site. Environmental engineering, permitting, bidding, and inspections is coming in at around $150,000. The bringing the plan level cost range to $186,800 to $966,000 BIL funding of $875,000. It was required. 10% city match brings the total funding available to $972,222. The new monthly lease price for the T hangar lease, starting at is $250 per month for the 10 slots, would generate an additional $30,000 in revenue for the airport annually, plus provide additional revenue from fuel sales. So at this time, just asking for a recommendation from the airport committee to go to city council to move forward with the construction of the T hangars on the south south of the current T hangars using FAA BIL funding and required city match.
Thank you. I think different people have gotten together and talked, and I've looked at a few, talked to a few contractors, and I think that the estimates we have here are probably, of course, if it were done by a private party, probably be at maybe almost a third less or better. But I know when the government gets involved with the wages and then the paperwork, it gets it back up again. Does anybody else, I mean, I, as an example, I just talked to someone, and the local cost per Asperg cement contractor around this area is $7 to $4 a square foot, if $7 for a 4-inch slab, but they're anticipating maybe 12 to 14. So there may be some cost savings, but overall, the way I look at it is that you're obtaining a $30,000 revenue for potentially the outlay of a city itself for of $97,000, and that's in 3 years that would be all paid off, and then in theory you would have your ongoing revenue to come in. And then the other potential of all having 10 more airplanes buying fuel, and potentially maybe one of those might be an airplane instructor, somebody wants to help out there, I see it as a very good positive. So anybody else have any more comments?
I have a question for you. Come on.
The red light.
Sorry. I never thought of you as being on.
Yes, thank you. The other T hangers, just as a question, I think those are about 48 deep. These would be 40. Yeah. So what does that, do you know what that would give us for a hangar internal size? Will that work?
I guess the design aircraft that can use that area over there are B2 aircraft. So they have a minimum wingspan of, 48 feet, I think. So we'd have to look into that about how many. I said 10, we can put 10 in, but the wingspan might change, which would have to come once they start drawing the plans up. I can come back with an exact, like if we wanted a couple of T-hangers that were a little bit wider, or a couple that are a little bit smaller, or if we want to just go out per wingspan, then we could look and see what that would be for the full 200-foot.
Yeah, that's not my question. I probably didn't explain it well. The depth, if we're going to a 40-foot hangar from what we have, it's a 48, is the hangar going to be 8 feet less in depth?
Over
what we have now, so will the new row be 8 feet less in depth, and will that work for aircraft? I think if you shorten up what we have 8 feet, I don't know.
Where do you get the 8 feet?
I thought
less.
You said there'd be 40, and well, what we have now.
Well, the ones we have now are 40.
Were you certain on the 40 is what we're questioning? Is the 48 is more normal?
48.
Well, maybe the depth is, but yeah, I'm saying depth.
The existing hangars 223.
I'm not concerned about 48. Depth.
Let's let Lance answer the question here. Go ahead.
So you have to take in anticipation the wingspan.
No,
of
not
an
wingspan.
Aircraft.
We're talking depth.
I understand that, Jeff. But for the depth of the building, if you make the building 48 feet, you could be cutting into wingspan. And if Doug Leister wants to get a wider plane, or if we have a wider plane going down the taxi lanes, they probably wouldn't make it back over there. So you have to have the building width at least within the realms that an aircraft with the potential wing length or wingspan that area is built to has to be able to get around that area.
Right.
And meaning if we built it bigger, wider, then we potentially would be blocking other tenants from using that area.
No, I understand that. I guess what I was asking is what the internal dimension would be, if anybody knows that, because they don't want us to build hangars that you can't fit the airplane physically in. If you shorten up what we have 10 feet, you know, the tails of those airplanes are not going to, you're not, the airplane's not going to go back in there. That's my question.
Plus you can't get, it's 220, the existing T-hanger right now is 223 feet by 48. 100's not going to get your 10, you're getting.
Well, there's, yeah, there's two combats.
Revenue's not going to match. It's
I was out measuring there, the existing hangar in that row was, there's still 10 feet that he didn't build to, and he's 40. So I think there's still room enough for the width and still get the wingspan clearances down the taxiway.
So what we would have to do is, because there isn't an initial design plan yet for that,
okay,
we would have to have the design plan to see what it is. Since the committee requested 10, I asked for 10, and they think they could fit 10 T-hangers into that. But whether they can or can't, depending on the size of the aircraft, for the depth of a 40-foot building, that would give you 20 feet, right, down the middle? Can we agree on that? 20 foot by 20 foot is 40, is that correct?
Yeah. But you can't, the planes are 25.
Yeah, and they should be kind of a nested, so you should have, depending on how the hangar's designed.
The deepest part of the hangar.
Right, right,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. The deepest part of the hangar is going to have to be more than 20 feet, or you're not going to get an airplane in it.
Yeah, if just go measure the one that's out there.
It's 48 feet wide.
You know, and see how that would fit. And like Doug says, it also has to be longer than 200 feet because, again, they're nested, and so you end up with a little room, as you know, on each end. And so as a result of that, that's why it has to be 220, 30 feet long to do 10 nested T-hangers. And then the depth, like I say, I don't know exactly what it is, but there has to be a little space on each end, on the breadth as well.
And we do actually have the space. Doug measured it off. We do have the 230 feet available, but the question mostly is the width, as you, we should be able to get 48 feet without having impacting the taxi lane.
Right, and we'll have to do, when they do the engineered plan for that, which is going to cost some money to use the BIL funding for, because that would be part of the engineering part.
Yeah, okay.
But that's what they're figuring, is we can get 10 in there for the space that we have. Again, they're just looking at it through Google Earth.
Right.
They're not down on the ground doing accurate down to the millimeter, you know, like you guys are. So once they start doing their engineering part, they could probably get more accurate about the depth and the width and how many T-hangers can fit in there.
Just when you said 40, that's the only thing that flagged was maybe we were going to have a depth problem. But I guess if that'll come with the engineering, that's fine.
Somebody should have thought of that when they built those taxi lanes back there 30 years ago.
Should have, could have, would have.
So
I think they probably figured it out. Yeah, I can't imagine they didn't figure that out, because it was going to put the same T-hangers there as they were there. So we're probably okay, just that if you look at a map, without them going out there with a measuring stick, it appears there's enough room in both length and width for 10 hangers. So we're okay there. And then the you give them a footprint, then the people that build the hangars will be doing the engineering basically at the cost of the buying the hangar. So we don't have to have additional people. We don't need an engineer to engineer drawing, what I'm getting at. So they may have to approve the engineering, but it's not that they're going to re-engineer it.
No, and that's what, if you look at the first one, the RIM steel type hangar, that's what they would be using. And that's what they've been using to build hangars and T-hangar structures at other airports for this specific building.
Yeah, there's about two or three different companies. I imagine we would still have to go out to bid. There's probably about, like I say, two or three people that may apply. Right now it's about a 16-week wait if you were to give them an okay right now. So the sooner we get this going, the better off we're going to be. We could do prep work if the city approves this motion prior to all that. But it would still be before the metal arrives, 16 weeks after you make the order. So it was still, still possible, but only if the city were like us and getting things done.
Well, we don't have to go with a steel building. We use a pole buildings too.
I haven't not seen too many T-hanger pole buildings, but I suppose there are some.
You can do it.
Yeah, you can do anything you want. But
I just know steel's been hard to come by. That's why I said.
Oh, okay. Well, it's quicker to erect something. But the pole buildings actually have steel covering too. So anyhow, though, I guess the motion before us is whether or not this is something we would like to proceed with. And as far as I'm concerned, yes. Anybody else have any more?
That was my comments. I'd like to see it proceed forward too, but I'd actually like to know what, since Lance has to deal with them and you're the airport manager, what your thoughts are.
No, I would like to see this move forward too, because we definitely would like to see the more revenue for the airport. We'd like to have 10 more aircraft based here, more fuel sales. I think it would be good to move forward with that and bring back to the committee at least some preliminary design plans to make sure that we can get the 10 and the depth and all that other stuff put in there. So I would like to see it move forward, especially when we have FAA funding, which rarely comes along, that we can use for hangar construction.
Is this all on the FAA end, all approved? I mean, we could start.
Yeah, we've been approved for the BIL funding, which comes in chunks over the next few years. So right now we have 290, I want to say, that we can start the design and construction phase, and we can work with the rest of it. So it will be a phased type project with funding.
So if we're going to spend $700,000 or $800,000, we're going to have to wait 3 years. I mean, before we have
no, it'll probably be next budget season, because we got this portion will go towards the getting the permits, the pre-design, the environmental, all that other stuff that needs to be done first, so that then the following year we'll be able to go out to bid and we'll be able to present that to the budget committee with the amounts and estimates. So we could look out and have those costs go down too, depending on how the economy looks then.
We can't start today and finish next week, obviously.
No, Rome wasn't built in a day either.
No, I mean, I realize you couldn't really do that, but I just wanted to know if we really had the money, and apparently we don't really have the money in hand yet.
So we have to get it from the city in next year's budget, or at least succeeding years, not right now.
No, right now in the city budget is just the preliminary cost for the engineering and design and environmental. Next year, once we have all of that, then the next cycle would be the amount that it would be for the construction and the purchasing of the building, along with the slab and all the other improvements.
Oh, can the committee, by the way, get a copy of the draft airport budget? You mentioned it.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Just send it out. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much, when you mentioned that, how much money was that set aside if we could do the environmental? I mean, that's almost $300,000. Have you got that down? And also, I don't know if you're able to do it or not, but the some of these grants, or it's not really a grant, I guess it's money, but in-kind donations. Wait for that one to stop in a minute. So some of these things that are prepped, I know the city has a grader and backhoe and all that kind of stuff, but they can scrape that vegetation down and maybe make it easier for somebody to look at. But, and there's a drain out there right in the middle of the field there too. So I think we can do a little prep work and bring our cost down and help the city out. So anything our engineering guys or public works could probably go out there and see what they can do.
Well, that'll be something that we'll have to look at if we need to start dipping into cost savings about what the city potentially could do, what public works could do, and then, of course, with their schedule coming out to do that.
I know somebody's got a little excavator backhoe, right? But we'll mow all. Anyhow, okay, so I guess the motion is before us to, we want to proceed with recommend the city council move forward with construction of T-hangers on the south and using current T-hanger using the FAA bill funding and required city match. We have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we proceed with the preliminary construction activities.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, so next we have 4B, which is looking at the series of leases, agreements, I guess, hangar sales and all. Go ahead, Lance.
All right. Item 4B is hangar CN and CS lease for Anderson Building and Land, LLC. Background information on that is for the Airport Committee to provide a recommendation to City Council to approve a lease for hangar site CN and CS with Anderson Building and Land, LLC, and terminate hangar lease 3414 with hangar CN with James Jim Severs, and hangar lease 2921 for CS with Bruce Mate. Airport staff was informed through an email from real estate agent Casey O'Callahan the hangar was under negotiation and sale with Nate Anderson representing Anderson Building and Land, LLC, for purchase of hangar CN and CS located on the southwest of the airport.
Anybody have any comments on that, questions? Okay, it appears that the parties may have agreement evidently already, and leases are prepared to be signed. Did we just have approval? Is that the question?
Yeah, just need the recommendation from the committee to council to terminate the two previous agreements and recommend approval of the two current agreements for new agreements for Anderson Building Land and for CN and CS.
Okay, someone like to make a motion to that effect?
These are 15-year leases.
I think so. With renewal periods.
That's what you had in the paperwork in the package.
Just want to make sure that was clear to everybody after what happened before.
Yeah, these should be new leases, not transfers, because it's new. A new hangar owner. So,
okay. Do you make a motion, Ralph?
Make a motion. We approve the land leases to Anderson Building and Land, LLC,
along with the rest of the Severs and the Mates agreements.
With terminating the prior.
Yes, also the termination of the existing leases.
Okay. All right.
With the former parties with Jim Severs and Bruce Mead.
All right. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Thank you, Lance. So,
thank you, Ralph.
You have a question?
Yeah, as I say, before we move off of that topic, not related to Anderson, but David Allen did prepare an amendment to the existing lease form to clarify the termination and or transfer of ownership of hangars, and it's a rather minor issue. It clarifies what basically we've been doing in the past and allows it to proceed without question, like we had an issue with a few months ago. And it was sent out to you, I think, all in draft form. But David couldn't be here today, but I just want you to know it's out there. And if you've all read it, I think it would be good if we endorsed it at this point, or if not, we can wait till a later date.
I only had a couple of questions with regard to that. I prefer to have maybe David here if he's here, but
well, he couldn't be here, but
yeah, if he can't be here. So there was just a couple of little things that actually, or anything in legal language is not little, but when they say the leasor may require any improvements to lease premises to bring it in compliance, sometimes that would worry me a little bit. I would think reasonable or common standard improvements, or just leave the word any out, but those are just things that,
Well, and I think because we... David was planning on being at the previous meeting, and I had put on the agenda for that item along with an email that David had presented to me, but then he told me he wasn't going to be able to make it here. So it might be good for the committee to wait, because that is potentially going to go on to the, well, that will be going on to the June next month meeting for review. And then the committee could ask David Allen specifically questions.
Okay. Well, let's do that for that portion of it. Then we'll keep it on our agenda for next time. And then it'd be nice to everybody happy with that. There are some other requirements I think also we'd be asking about liability levels too, as came up, and we'd like to clarify that. Okay, so I think we passed that motion, didn't we, for those leases? So we're on to operations report, and you don't have to read the whole thing, but
No, I was just going to say, I probably don't need to read the whole thing, because it's just a recap of all the motions from the city council. For those of you at home, can pull the report or go to each of the meetings and look at those motions made. Just for the operations report, we held the ODA board meeting on February 2nd at 10 a.m. here at, held the meeting for the February 2nd, 2023, 10 a.m. agenda for included director's update, the core grant approval, finance update, airport manager's update, and the new award for the core grant. And Newport was awarded its core grant for $150,000 to assist with FAA AIP grant match for phase two design and construction of the storm pipe rehabilitation. And that project was an AIP project where they were going to be epoxying the two storm drains that go underneath the airport, which when they started working on it, they found out that those were moving. So they decided to go to a WECO seal where they would just seal the joints basically with a flexible material so that the pipes wouldn't become rigid, because they felt that would be worse for the airport if the pipe was rigid, actually worse for the pipe. So that we've been kind of pushing that phase through, getting requests for change orders put in for the FAA on that. And then also going back to the Oregon Department of Aviation, this board meeting that was held in April here at Newport City Council Chambers was the last one for Director Stansberry, who retired. And the new director of the state is Kenji Sugihara. And Kenji officially started this May for 2023. The Oregon Airport Managers Association, OAMA, we held the spring conference on March 8th up in Salem, and Representative Paul Evans with House District 20 provided a presentation on Legislative 101. Presentations from Energy Incentives and the Oregon Trust, Business Oregon by economist Damon Runberg. OAMA also hosted the legislative reception that saw about 20 legislators attend. Plans are underway for the OAMA Fall Conference to be held here in Newport October 9th and 10th. Big thank you to Susan Reese Painter, who helped me with the radio show. Took time out of her busy schedule to be interviewed. We discussed several topics, including air service for Lincoln County. The Jim Shaw Memorial Bench was dedicated April 8th, 2023. Thank you all for putting that together for the Memorial Bench. We did finally get our new crew car. Found a 96 Chrysler LHS with 67,000 miles. Got it for $5,200 out of Wilson Auto in Corvallis. And that is officially at the airport and running around town. So,
which total, how many do we have?
Two.
Could almost use three, huh?
Probably could, but the uphill battle I had to have just to get this crew car was amazing. I can't imagine trying to push for three.
Well, you know, OPB always advertises free pickup for cars. If it's almost a donate one, you'll take it, right?
Exactly. So just kind of how we ended up for the month of April, did 7,513 gallons of fuel. Let's see here, 7,332 was for Jet A, 475 was for Avgas, bringing us totals up as of the end of April there to 58,462 for Jet A, and 100 low lead up to 8,727, making our average gallons per landing at 27.8 on the year. Rental cars, we sent out 54 rental cars, bringing our total up to 155 for the calendar year. Courtesy cars loaned out, we did 25 trips for April, bringing us up to 82 times the crew car has gone out for the calendar year. And then, of course, I did add in the local prices for our 60-mile catchment area for Jet A and our 55-mile catchment area for 100 low-lead, and then added a few pictures of what has happened from March 1st all the way to April 30th for the report.
Thank you. Any questions on it? Ralph?
Yeah, on the fuel farm, painting the tank, I mean, getting it repaired, and also the new fuel control console. What's the status on those?
So haven't heard anything back from Eagle Tank. I know our internal inspection is coming up, so I'm probably gonna have to look at trying to do some painting during the internal inspection so we can get that down, all done at one time. I don't know what Eagle Tank is willing to do to provide paint or manpower or whatnot for that tank for getting it painted. The module is been approved by City Council, the new World Fuel, waiting for the final say from legal for Spencer to be able to sign everything, which came in earlier this month, and now I believe it's down in his office waiting for signature.
Which maybe means what? It would be a good idea to remind Eagle Tank they have some legal liability in this thing, and if we get to the point where we can't pass an inspection, they could be subject to suit over the loss of revenue.
That would have to look and see what their contract was, because that tank was bought by Mascot from Eagle Tank, so I'm not 100% sure what their warranty
should
is.
Go through Mascot, and of course they've been, quite frankly, a terrible company to deal with, as we all know. But nevertheless, I think they should be reminded in writing, and I think the committee should request that the city attorney take action to proceed with Mascot, because this is just not getting resolved.
Is that your motion?
That is a motion.
Anybody want to second that? What, have a, clarify your motion, yeah, have a city attorney.
The product provided under the contract by Mascot has not been acceptable, and we risk the loss of revenue in the future as a result of that. And it would be to the city's benefit to ask them to take remediation now, and I think they ought to be appraised of that situation and have it done in writing by the city attorney. And I make a motion that the city attorney contact Mascot to that effect.
Any questions?
The problem is I've never read that contract. I don't know what they're obligated to and what they're not obligated to. So it's hard for me to support that motion. I understand what you're saying, and I probably would if I read the contract, but I'm completely in the dark on this.
So maybe a modified motion to suggest that our attorney read the contract, and then if there is language in there, that he proceed to enforce the language if it's
yes, the warranties that
expired
and the implied warranties that come with the product. The thing started rusting within literally a few months of its installation.
And yeah, I could probably can you support that if some?
Yeah, I think that would be fine. I've never read the contract. I don't know what it says, what they are.
Good point. So you're amending your motion to have request the city attorney to look into having compliance?
I'm requesting the city attorney contact Mascot, because even if there wasn't one word of warranty in that contract, there's certain implied warranties that come with any product of that nature. Okay. So I think it's not inappropriate to take action at this point.
Okay. And you have a second for that one? you want to refine that leave further?
I'd like maybe a little more conversation or input from you guys
okay.
as to what your thoughts are on
well,
that.
Well, you have a little bit of background.
Well, if it's defective, and it's been defective since the beginning, then they've got an obligation to do something about it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was the beginning? How long ago? I don't know the history. How is this?
Within the last year, hasn't it?
Well, no. It's been, 3 years?
That new tank has been 3 years?
The thing is, they bought a new fuel tank or fuel tanks, and they immediately began corroding, among other issues. And that corrosion started within literally a few months of the installation. And they have been contacted in the past. This isn't the first time will be contacted with regard to this issue. I don't know how much correspondence there's been in the past, and I'm sure there was some informal phone calls. So this isn't news to them.
Anybody else's thoughts?
Well, I think that maybe I'd like to see that I would go forward with having the city attorney look at the potential remedies to our situation of the tank not, you know, holding up as implied by either in warranties or actual contract language.
What was the situation before we got that tank? I mean, is the company going to say, well, rest at the coast?
Well, yeah, the old tank was having corrosion issues, tanks, because there's a jet fuel tank and an avgas tank. And, yeah, so they were replaced due to age and condition. That's,
how long are the tanks typically supposed to last?
Oh, I would say 20, 30 years minimum. And the thing is, of course, it's corrosion. There's corrosion-proof coatings, which they were supposed to have on the tank, I believe, and like say, you could see rust, what, within 6 months or less?
Yeah, and they actually did send somebody out at one point in time to paint some of those rust spots, but it didn't really help out.
I need a marine-grade epoxy paint to really cover it.
Well, since you've been in this since the beginning, what's your thoughts? I mean, you know more about what's happened and what conversations have taken place and the work that's been done. I mean,
I think it would be good to have David Allen review the contract and the language in that, and see what type of warranty structure is potential. I can give him all of the emails that I've had back and forth with Eagle Tank and with Mascot on it. Like I said, I know they did send, I think Mascot did send somebody out from Eagle Tank to do some painting on it. But both of those tanks were supposed to be epoxy lined on the outside for the marine environment because they knew they were coming out to this type of environment.
So then I think that our motion should be more along the lines of requesting that David Allen review the contracts and give us an opinion on the direction to head with this, not, you know.
Well, that's what, I'm sorry.
Not that David Allen pursue legal, you know, we can't tell him what to do. We just need his opinion on what to do.
Yeah, we'll just find out what steps are available to us to take.
Yeah, because I mean, I agree. I think it needs to be taken care of. But
and if there are steps to take, I would think I'd go ahead and take them. But but I mean, that I wouldn't want to hold up on that if you'd bring it back to us. But I think the consensus is we want the tank not rusting, and I'm sure you do too. So if we don't become the squeaky wheel, things don't work. So that's why I think maybe see what remedies we have available to us, and if there are none, that's the case. We'll fix it ourselves, but right now we don't know.
Well, I think the first remedy is to go after Mascot.
Well, like Dan says, we don't. If the language is there to be able to do that, or
language there or not, we still have remedy there, and I think it would be worth pursuing. If you want to go through another step, that's fine. But I think
I don't want to go through another step. I'm just saying we'll just turn it over. Recommend that the city attorney look into the remedy of this matter. It's the best I could. I can't tell him what to do as far as his legal steps.
And he's, you know, I don't think David Allen's going to do anything that he doesn't.
With what?
He's not going to do anything he didn't want to do or doesn't feel is the correct action. So this is what we want doesn't mean that's what he's going to do.
Well, at least we have our action. We want him to do it. If we don't have any, if we don't request action, none will be taken.
I agree.
So I think that requesting action would be at least the minimum we could potentially proceed with here. Is that okay? We got a second on that one?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we have a motion and a second to request at least advisement and or action taken by the city attorney to resolve the matter of the rusting fuel tank.
Okay, before you do that, I'll withdraw my original motion.
Okay.
Now you can make your motion and it'll be legit.
Oh, okay. I thought I can't have another motion. Okay. So then who made that second? You did, made the...
She made the second.
You second whose motion?
I think Susan seconded your motion,
okay,
Jeff. I don't think Ralph had
a motion, so that's why
I don't think Ralph had a second for his motion. Yeah. I think he made a motion, then discussion ensued between the group, and then there was a motion put out, which I believe came from Jeff, and then seconded by Susan as a modification, Jeff, to Ralph's motion. So if you don't want to make the motion as the chair, you can ask another committee member to make that motion for you.
Yeah, well, generally, I mean, I don't mind doing it, but generally, it's somebody else usually does it. Okay, I don't know the actual protocol, but Ralph rescinded his first motion, so we're okay with that. And that's, so now we need to proceed again if the motion I made and see if the second would still support that motion. Okay. So now it's been moved and seconded again. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Thank you, Lance, for clarifying that.
No worries.
Okay. The next item is the committee comments. And I have a couple, but someone want to go ahead? All right. So the comment, we evidently have property that is leasable now. You know, where the former animal shelter would have gone, and I would think we need to make sure that our real estate or agent of record is allowed to promote that and see if we can't get somebody to lease that land out and or other
lands. Which land are you referring to?
Pardon me?
What land are you referring to?
The former site of the animal shelter.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So that's more of a, I don't know if we need a motion or not, or just have some having, we probably do, I guess.
Well, I think Alan Wells only had a one-year contract with the city for that particular, for those areas out front. I think I would need to ask administration if that needs to go back out for a request or what his thoughts would be on that. And I can bring that back to the committee if you'd like.
Yeah, if I don't mind making a motion, I move that we request the city administration to continue the agreement with Alan Wells to lease out the available property that has been identified prior to this.
If Alan's still not under contract with the city, do we necessarily want to go with Alan? I know there's at least one agent here in town that's been promoting stuff at the airport as well, so.
I think that familiarity is important. We have the new person, I'm not sure who is, from out of town.
Casey Callahan's been doing a lot of work around the airport. I mean, I'm not endorsing her. I'm just saying options.
Personally, I know that they have a larger firm and a larger encaption area for that particular firm he works for and with. So, my recommendation is to stick with probably the same person. I'm happy with them, let's put it that way. So anybody else want to second that motion? Anybody to suggest or have this city continue or enter into a new agreement with Alan Wells to market our property?
By Casey Callahan or anybody else in doing that?
Well, it isn't necessarily a competition. When you do other than a lease agreement, I mean, getting a listing, it's that Casey O'Callaghan can certainly find a buyer or seller. They're not limited to that. He's done, they just, you're, right now you're just listing the property mostly. So it's not an exclusive only, in this case, but you have a listing agreement. Other agents are able to sell.
Well, first, I guess we ought to find out if we still have a contract with.
Yes. Well, at least do that. I don't want to wait till next month to find that out. You know, just if it is, go ahead with it. And then if not, I mean, you have to wait another month to get somebody. I have no idea who she is. I know I have a name.
Would it make sense to make a motion to have city administration relist all those properties for commercial real estate?
Yeah, leave it at that too. If they want to fight out who was, yeah, I think maybe just having them relist it, we'll leave it up to them to find a agent then.
Lance, when you say all those properties, I'm aware of where the shelter was supposed to be. What does all those properties include?
So it's all the outside properties that are currently available. There's three more to the north of the 10 acres, because there was five parcels that were available for listing. Allen had four. The county was going to do the one for the fifth, so it would just be relisting the other four.
Now, those aren't the parcels that Mark Watkins had. He still has those, right?
Yeah, no, these are different areas.
This is a different area, mm-hmm. I see.
That status on Mark's property hasn't changed, has it? He still has that.
Yeah, to my knowledge, he still has that. I haven't heard of it changing or anything like that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. I heard maybe, maybe not. I didn't know.
Haven't heard anything either.
So we have a motion to relist the properties or keep them, either if they're not listed now, to relist them or have an agent of record for to do so. If anyone to support that one.
Well, let's find out what the status is with Allen Wells before we forward then.
I was just thinking that if the status was, if it's good, that's fine. If it's not, we would maybe another month from now. Meanwhile, nothing's available. But I'm not sure why you want to wait a whole month to
find. Well, I'm thinking we ought to give some discussion to have another representative other than Allen Wells, because he's been aware of the properties for about 2 years now, and most of them aren't leased. So he hasn't been particularly successful.
I did okay with Mark, but, you know, okay. I mean, again, it's a listing situation. They don't always market them, but I would maybe phrase it differently than to have some action taken to have these have available properties listed and let the administration determine who would like to have it listed by. That way I'm not stepping anybody's toes, I guess. I just want to see some action. I don't want to see us waiting around. We can't approve Allen Wells. I mean, you know, a theory, but.
Well, I don't disagree with you on getting the ball rolling.
With what?
I said, I don't disagree with you on making something happen.
Yeah, so. Okay. So do we have a second? Guess not.
So,
okay.
So why not? Well, I guess. I think you might. We just need maybe repeat the motion so it's a little clearer.
Okay.
So the motion that you're looking for is a motion just to get whoever the city chooses to get these properties listed.
Correct.
Is that the motion? Okay,
yes.
I would second that motion.
All right. Good, thank you. All right, the motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion carries. Okay, what else was, what other comments I had? I guess that was the main thing, I guess. I was just looking at the other thing, too. I noticed that FEMA, or one of our number seven FEMA emergency preparedness at the airport, Have you been in any airports in contact with FEMA thing? We're the only one on the coast here, you know, with the potential of having a storage areas and landing and maybe get the the armory out of the middle of town and those kinds of things? Any action there?
So, yeah, like years ago, we have an MOU with FEMA to use the airport for a staging area in the event of an emergency, a catastrophic emergency. And it's my understanding that the armory is not wanting to move at this point in time. So that, I mean, that's their decision if they want to move.
How recent is that? Because it changes every administration on the armory.
That was the most recent one I remember, probably last year. So I know that they do store some equipment up there behind the ARF station, but they aren't looking at moving at this time.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe then perhaps the Army, but maybe FEMA would be, have a site. I don't know, it might be worthwhile to contact somebody like the emergency services and see. I was just talking to one contractor in town. He said there seems to be a lot of money available for that kind of thing for, you know, if we, according to the emergency services, we would be, I think it's a dire protection, but without anything for like 6 months. And so that's what the county says, you're on your own. So I'm maybe contact the county. It'd be good to put out feelers, I'm thinking, just so we know, and maybe come back next, see what you can find out for next meeting.
Well, the city does have a dedicated emergency manager, Del Lockwood, who's hired on with the fire department. Maybe I can have him come in and do a presentation.
That'd be good. Yeah. So, like I say, it's better to be prepared before the event instead of after. It doesn't work very well. Ralph?
I was just going to say they've been talking about, I've heard, I don't know how many city meetings I've sat in and a couple county meetings where people talked about moving the armory out to the airport, and that's going back at least 10 years, and I've never once heard nor seen anybody from the guard, the people that own the armory, ever say anything about it or have any interest in it. So it's always been kind of a one-sided conversation from everything I've ever heard, so I don't see that happening.
Well, on those kinds of things, in my experience, it's you either have to contact your senators or Gomberg at least, and you have to work your way up. And the armory doesn't do anything they want to CYA, and so they don't say anything until their guys up in Washington or somebody is in charge. And I think it's a state armory, isn't it? Or National Guard building, as far as I. See, no one knows. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. No one knows who's in charge and where it is and what's going on. It's incredible how.
I don't know if that's Army Reserve or Oregon National Guard. I think
if it's the National Guard, then it's our government. I mean,
it's a big difference.
Yeah.
But like I say, either way, I've never heard anybody that, you know, dressed in olive drab and said, we want to do this.
Well, maybe you can task our person with finding out who is actually in charge and who can make decisions. The guy you're talking about.
No, that's sort of not the airport committee's role anyway.
But I mean, at least let us know.
Or Lance.
That's where, you know, our emergency services guy could at least, if he's going to do a presentation, you know, that may be a question we come up with. All right. Water we're okay with, I guess, and commercial service and solar panels and parking plan. How's that coming along? Or is there one?
What parking?
We were striping plan? At one time. We have it all striped for a parking plan.
It's been striped like a couple years ago.
Okay.
We added like 22 spots.
Okay. So you were okay, you think, for a while?
Yeah. Until we need to build a new lot somewhere. But I think right now we're hitting 80% capacity on a regular basis.
Yeah. All right, I just wondering, you know, when people come and pick up cars and rentals, if you're running out of space or not, but their cars here for...
Not yet.
Not yet.
So not after we restriped it. We were before, but then restriping it with Public Works, getting all those spots added, helped out quite a bit.
And I don't remember any plan for additional parking. Is there one?
There was preliminary looks at additional parking, but additional parking lots cost quite a bit of money to put in. And then we leased the area out that potentially a parking lot could go.
Okay. All right, well, hopefully if you have, we don't want to run out of spaces. That's any airport you drive to now, they're building, you know, up and up and up and up.
Gonna tear your hangar down and put in a parking lot, Jeff.
That's right, and a charge for them. So. Okay, I guess we're at the point where any other, no public comments that I see. Any other comments you want to make? You can think of. All right, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.